The Skagway Borough has asked the state for another one-year deadline extension on a city dock improvements grant. The $6.5 million is set to expire in about 6 months. Borough leaders hope a newly hired port consultant will help them make progress on much-needed dock renovations, which would leverage that funding. Skagway received a $10 million state legislative grant in 2011. The borough worked toward what was dubbed the Gateway Project, a plan to, among other things, clean up contamination in the ore basin and install a new cruise ship dock. But to execute that work, the borough needed access to areas currently controlled by White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. So the two parties negotiated a 35-year lease extension. But the plan was thrown into limbo when the residents of Skagway defied the lease in a public vote. That was in October of 2015. A few months later, the Assembly applied for a one-year extension on the dock improvements grant to buy more time and figure out what to do about the port improvements after the lease rejection. The state approved the extension. In the year since then, the Assembly settled on hiring an outside party to help find a way forward. But that way forward isn't likely to be complete by June of 2017, so the Borough Assembly voted to ask for a second one-year extension on the Dock Improvements Grant. Mayor Mark Schaefer and Assemblyman Tim Cochran said the borough can show the state the progress they've made in the past year warrants an extension.
And I think we have good backup material that we can put in the package to show that we've been persistent.
We've made significant progress on it, so I think that's what they're looking for. So.
Assemblymember Steve Burnham Jr. pointed out that even though the port improvement plan is in flux, the borough has taken steps forward. For example, they're working with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation and White Pass to address lead contamination in the ore basin.
It's essential that we apply for an extension.
Right.
It's not a good idea to spend money that's ill-planned, but it's also not good to just send it back when you're currently working on something and trying to actually do a good thing.
The full legislative grant was $10 million. The borough spent about $3.5 million on Gateway Project preparation and other expenses. Borough Manager Scott Hahn said if the state doesn't approve a delay, the borough may leverage a $5 million bond that was okayed by voters in 2011 or cruise ship passenger tax money. Port discussions continue on Monday at the kickoff meeting with port consultant Moffitt and Nickel. The Assembly also unanimously approved a request for engineering proposals for a senior center and housing facility. Voters recently passed a $6 million bond for the project. The RFP opens the door for more cost-effective designs, including higher-density apartment options and alternative layouts. At the end of the meeting, new Assembly member Orion Hansen said Skagway has a lot of projects on the horizon, but the borough needs to keep its focus on the town's bread and butter, the harbor.
And so I just want all of us to be cautious as we go forward, because we got some hard decisions to make here in the next year and a half, 2 years, and a lot of those decisions are in the works right now, as we all know. And if I'm saying something that's foolish, by all means, you can call me on it, but I think we all know where our money comes from, and it's at the waterfront.
Aside from the senior center, some of the projects set to come before the Assembly in the near future are a recreation center expansion, vocational education building, and solid waste facility. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.